Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of the future of Islam. We are continuing to cover the rebuttal for the question which was given by one of the audience members who attended the Future of Islam lecture by Professor John Esposito in the University of Kentucky, which took place on September 10, 2014. Let me remind you of the question. You called the overthrow of Mohamed Morsi a coup. The writer of the question says that only the Muslim Brotherhood of Egypt believes it was a coup. How do you go over your understanding? That was the question. And we have proved it in many ways. This is true. What happened in Egypt was not a coup, but it was a continuation of the original revolution. But as we heard Professor John Esposito, he did not give any answer. He simply went in circles. And here is a little bit more of his answer.
After 9/11, Joe Biden, our vice president, who was head of the Foreign Relations Committee, asked myself and somebody else to come in. And I didn't know Joe Biden. I haven't seen him since then. I'm not dropping names here, okay? Although I played basketball with Obama. No. Joe Biden asked us to explain what was going on. And after it, he said, which is very interesting, Biden is a very self-assured person, very bright, very intelligent. He said, you know, I have to admit, and I got this, right after 9/11, I briefed a whole mess of congressmen and senators, and Lugar was there, and Kerry was there when they were senators. You know, they were all in the audience, okay? Why were they there? Well, for the simple reason of what Biden said. For most of our senators and congressmen, they're very busy people, so they have a staff. The staff does research, they give them the research, they tell them what position looks good, they give them a rationale, they read it, they go, and they represent it. And so one of the things he said is, I know nothing about the Middle East. You know, in depth, he said, I know Europe really well, because we really deal. He said, when it comes to Islam in the Middle East, didn't know much. And the kinds of questions I was getting from Kerry and some of the others, and Lugar, who are informed people, but when it came to the role of religion in politics, they just weren't, you know, they weren't, you know, on top of it.
This is an amazing story. We're talking, my dear friends, about America and the leaders of America after September 11. Not before September 11, but after September 11. We were stupid before September 11 about the subject of Islam, and we continue to be stupid 8 years after September 11. That's when Professor Esposito, the expert on Islam, went and talked to our Democrat leaders to educate them about the Muslim world. It is like a comedy. I'm not talking about 7 months after September 11 or 8 months after September 11. I'm talking about 8 years after September 11. What happened after September 11? The Vice President, Joe Biden, was the head of the Foreign Relations Committee. Joe Biden is the head of the Foreign Relations Committee. What a great leader. And how much did Joe Biden know about Islam 8 years after September 11? He still knows nothing. As a matter of fact, from listening to Professor Esposito, it's not just Joe Biden. Our senators do not know too much about Islam. Our congressmen and women do not know too much about Islam. And by the way, Obama himself, who knows so much about Islam, did not allow our intelligence, FBI and CIA and Homeland Security, to know any more about Islam because he canceled these special trainings which they used to learn in them. A little bit about Islam. Not much, but a little bit. These programs were canceled by Barack Hussein Obama. So Professor Esposito is telling us that Joe Biden asked us, who is us? That is Professor John Esposito and his team. To do what? To explain what was going on. And after he said, which is very interesting, Biden is a very self-assured person. Very bright, very intelligent. If Joe Biden is very self-assured person, if he was very bright, if he was very intelligent, why does he need you, Professor Esposito, who know nothing about Islam, to go and educate them about Islam and the Middle East for such committees? Let me put it this way, my friends. Joe Biden is not very assured person. He is very wishy-washy person. He's not very bright. He's very stupid. He's not very intelligent. He's very dumb. Like all our politicians in this country, Republicans and Democrats. And here is my evidence. Here is my proof to you that they're not what they think they are. If you wait 8 years after September 11 to listen to somebody like Professor John Esposito to learn something about Islam, you're not intelligent. You're not self-assured. You're not a bright person. You must be dumb or stupid person. Because I don't think it would take 8 days to get to learn some truth about Islam after September 11, not 8 weeks or 8 months or 8 years. And my friends, if you waited 8 years to learn something about Middle East and Islam, and then you decided to find somebody like Professor John Esposito who will teach you about Middle East and Islam, then you're not only stupid, but very, very stupid. Islam is worse than a cancer. It cost America 3,000 souls in 1 hour, plus thousands of soldiers who died in these wars. Add to that the trillion of dollars which we wasted in wars. And more important than all that, it will cost America its existence in the near future. Just because liberals like Professor Esposito and leaders like Joe Biden and Democrats in this country. I would never believe it. If you have told me a million times, after September 11, we will have Muslim women running for Congress in hijab, swearing on the Quran. We will have Muslim judges running for their office, swearing on the Quran. We will have Muslim state attorneys running for office, swearing on the Quran, the book which taught the Muslim people to kill 3,000 people on September 11. It is the same book who taught the Muslim people to kill thousands of American soldiers who went to Iraq and Afghanistan to free the Muslim world. This is a problem, America, that our politicians, our leaders are so stupid about the topic of Islam. Not only they waited 8 years after September 11 to learn about Islam, but also that they will reach out to somebody like Professor John Esposito to educate them about Islam, who himself knows nothing about Islam or sold his soul and his country to the Muslim Jihadi, the Muslim Brotherhood, and the Saudi Muslims, by taking millions of dollars to teach to our children, to teach to our future generations that Islam is love, Islam is peace, and there is nothing wrong with the Quran and nothing wrong with Muhammad, without quoting anything even to prove his hogwash propaganda. And as we heard in our last broadcast, he does not even believe that there is anything wrong with the Muslim Brotherhood, the greatest Muslim jihadi threat, not only for the Muslim world and the Middle East, but even Europe and here in America. And my friends, as I taught you before in our presentation, revealing the truth about Sharia, Islamic law, you can easily study the Holy Land Foundation trial, and you will know for sure the agenda of the Muslim Brotherhood for North America in their own handwriting, as they wrote to us about the strategic goal for the long plan of the Muslim Brotherhood in America. They wrote that they will destroy America from within, and they will replace our constitution by Sharia, Islamic law. That is, to make America a part of the Islamic State, the one who are fighting overseas. They will fulfill their duty before Allah and Muhammad to make America a very important part of the Islamic future ummah or nation. These Muslim Brotherhood are the friends of Professor John Esposito. He does not call them a bad jihadi or extremist Muslim, but they were actually loving and peaceful people, as he believed that Islam itself is a loving and a peaceful religion.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
Professor Esposito continued to say, right after 9/11, he breathed a whole mess of congressmen and senators, and then he named some of the people who were there. Breathed them on what? You told them Islam is love, Islam is peace. Is that what you breathed them on? You told them the Muslim Brotherhood are a wonderful group and they are peaceful people. Is that what you breathed them on? What do you know about Islam to breathe our congressmen and our senators? Now I know, my friends, why America is going to hell in a bushel basket, because of the intelligence of America learning their facts about Islam from people like Professor Esposito. Professor Esposito told us they were all in the audience. And he said, okay, yeah, amen, yeah. Why were they there? Here is the answer of Professor John Esposito, and I quote, "For the simple reason of what Biden said, for most of our senators and congressmen, they are very busy people, so they have a staff." Listen carefully how this country is running, my friends. The staff does research. They give them the research. They tell them what position looks good. They give them the rationale. They read it. They go and they represent it. So one of these things he said is, I know nothing about the Middle East. Or I can say it in this way. Mr. Biden is telling us, I know nothing about Islam. My friends, let me repeat this again so it sinks in. The head of the Foreign Relations Committee, Mr. Joe Biden, told Professor John Esposito he knows nothing about the Middle East. He knows nothing about Islam 8 years after September 11. And sadly, that is the case for most of the American people. They know nothing about September 11. They know nothing about Islam 20 years after September 11. And once again, let me remind you of Hosea 4:6. It says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We are destroying ourselves because we have lack of knowledge about Islam and the Muslims, those whom we are right now voting into offices in America. And Biden and Obama loaded our offices, every high important position in Homeland Security, FBI, CIA. I mean, who would think in his mind, 8 years after September 11, we'll have a Muslim man by the name John Brennan to be the head of the CIA? The CIA were loaded with Muslims, and the FBI were loaded with Muslims, and every important office in America is loaded with Muslims. The same people who killed 3,000 Americans on September 11 are running the government of America under the leadership of Democrats like Obama and Biden. And all what they do is just meet with some people like Professor Esposito, who will teach them a little bit about Islam, and the report will be written, and they represent it. God have mercy on America, and God have mercy on our children, our grandchildren, because trust me, the future of America is not good. It's very bad, especially when we know nothing about Islam years after September 11. Now, Professor Esposito does not want to make Joe Biden look bad or our senators or congressmen by telling his audience that they do not know too much about Islam. But listen carefully how he told us about the knowledge, the intelligence of Mr. Biden. He said, you know, in depth, I know Europe really well because we really deal. Then Professor Esposito stopped his thought and then he said, when it comes to Islam and the Middle East, did not know much. Well, I'm sorry to tell you once again, Professor Esposito, you are dead wrong. If Joe Biden know Europe very well, as you said, and you described them earlier to be very intelligent and very bright men, he should know about the problem Europe has been facing with the Muslims of Europe before September 11. Not 8-9 years after September 11, but even before September 11. As a matter of fact, Europe is gone. The Muslims took over Europe. The Muslim Jihadi and the Muslim Brotherhood are already in control of Europe. So if Joe Biden is so intelligent and he's so bright and he knows Europe very well, he should know about the problem with Islam from Europe before we will face the same problem in America. It is very smart to learn from other people's mistakes so you yourself do not repeat the mistakes of others. Have American leaders, the intelligent, the smart ones, saw what's happening in Europe and learn about what Muslims are doing in Europe, who would never have seen September 11 in America. But the problem is we know nothing about the Muslims of Europe as much as we don't know anything about the Muslims of the Middle East, simply because we do not know anything about Islam, period. You mean the Muslims of Europe are reading different Quran than the Muslim of the Middle East? No! You mean the Muslims of the world are believing in different Muhammad than the Muslims of America? No. All Muslims all over planet Earth for the last 1400 years believe in the same God, Allah, who is Satan, believe in the same prophet, Muhammad, who is nothing but a child molester, a sex offender, a prophet pretender, a womanizer, an adulterer, a thief, a thug, a terrorist, an evil, wicked man. They all believe in the same Quran. They all believe in the same ideology. The problem is we are so ignorant and we're so foolish not to know it. Not before September 11th from the Middle East or from Europe. And we got beaten in America by the same Muslims in September 11th. And hundreds of the Americans were killed by the Muslims in America after September 11. And until today, we're in the year 21. And we still know nothing about Islam. That is the sorrowful fact about our leaders and our people. Professor Esposito ended this program by saying, and the kinds of questions I was getting from Kerry, John Kerry, Secretary of State, and some of the others, and Luger, who are informed people. No, sir. No, sir. They're not informed people. Simply because if they were informed people, they will not get somebody like you to teach them about Islam, which you know nothing about. God help us. As Professor Esposito continued, he said, but when it came to the world of religion politics, they just weren't on top of it. No, sir, if you know nothing about Islam 8 years after September 11, then I have to say with all respect, you are dumb, you're stupid, and you know nothing about anything else in life. Because there is no way under the blue sky I will see 3,000 Americans die in 1 hour. And then I learned that 19 hijackers were Muslims and they were following a book is called the Quran and a prophet by the name Muhammad. And I did not read the book of the Quran and I did not study the saying and the sunnah of Muhammad. And I will learn everything about Islam in few days if I do not do that. That means I am sold to stupidity and foolishness. And that's exactly the condition of all our senators and all our congressmen and congresswomen and all our leaders in this country. And if you know the truth about Islam and you don't have the boldness to speak about it like I do in these radio broadcasts, then I'm sorry, you are worse than a stupid, because then you are coward. And coward in my book is worse than those who do not know anything at all. I know you have heard me in the past describing Islam to be worse than any disease. Just use your imagination with me for a minute. That we got some cases in America of coronavirus, and people start dying by coronavirus, and we waited 8 years to do some study or search about the disease of coronavirus. And instead of we go to some real doctors, we go to some people who are investing their money and they're going to bring some good income from some vaccine. So we will tell these people who are going to be selling us some vaccine, which will not do any good, or it will cause more damage than anything good. And then they will tell us, take the vaccine, and by the way, you take another injection for the vaccine, and a third, and a fourth, and you still need to wear not one mask, but two or three masks, and you lock yourself in your homes, and you don't go anywhere. And we will say, these are the experts who's going to help us to get rid of coronavirus. That is exactly what our intelligence, under the leadership of the Democrats, are doing here in America, in these committees, concerning the problem of Islam. God help us, and may God save America. And to continue our study of the future of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.